Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hold On to Your Kids, Why Parents Need to Matter More Than Peers is a parenting and developmental psychology book by Gordon Neufeld, written with physician Gaber Mate. First published in 2004 and later updated, it argues that a major hidden problem in modern childhood is peer orientation, the tendency for children to look primarily to friends rather than parents for values, identity, and behavior. The book is not a general parenting handbook. It is a focused critique of how attachment can be weakened in contemporary family life and how that shift affects emotional security, discipline, and social development. Drawing on attachment-based developmental ideas, the authors explain why children need parental leadership, warmth, and emotional availability more than peer approval. The purpose of the book is both diagnostic and practical. It identifies why many children become increasingly distant, defensive, or conformist. And it suggests ways parents can restore a stronger connection without relying on coercion or harsh control. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, peer orientation as the central developmental problem. The book's core argument is that many children today are oriented more toward peers than toward parents, and that this shift is not simply a normal part of growing up. Neufeld and Mate present peer orientation as a developmental distortion that changes how children judge themselves and others. When peer approval becomes the main source of belonging, children may adopt attitudes, language, and behaviors mainly to fit in rather than to develop from internal values. The authors connect this to anxiety, conformity, and a loss of authentic connection within the family. Their reasoning is that peers cannot reliably provide the kind of leadership, protection, or unconditional attachment that children need during development. Instead, peer influence often intensifies insecurity because it is based on status, comparison, and exclusion. This makes the topic central to the book because it reframes common parenting struggles, such as secrecy, defiance, and emotional distance, as symptoms of a deeper attachment problem rather than isolated behavioral issues. Secondly, attachment to parents as the foundation of healthy authority. A major theme in the book is that parental authority works best when it is rooted in attachment rather than control. The authors argue that children naturally cooperate more readily with adults to whom they feel close, safe, and emotionally connected. This means parental leadership should not be understood as domination or punishment, but as a relational responsibility built on trust. The book emphasizes that children need to feel that parents are a secure base, a source of protection, guidance, and emotional steadiness. If that bond weakens, children are more likely to seek direction from peers, who may offer acceptance but not mature care. This perspective helps explain why harsh discipline alone often fails. It can increase resistance without repairing connection. The book therefore treats attachment as the precondition for genuine influence. Parents are not asked simply to enforce rules, but to preserve the relationship that makes rules meaningful. That distinction gives the book its practical force, since it moves parenting away from technique and back toward relational authority. Thirdly, why modern culture accelerates distance between children and parents. The book places family problems within a broader cultural context, arguing that modern social environments strengthen peer influence and weaken intergenerational bonds. Schools, social groups, and especially digital media can intensify a child's identification with friends and online circles, making peer approval feel more immediate and important than family connection. The updated edition is especially attentive to this issue, reflecting how smartphones, social networks, and constant communication give peers more access to children's emotional lives than parents may have. The authors do not claim that technology is the sole cause, but they do argue that it amplifies a pre-existing vulnerability and attachment. A child who spends significant emotional energy tracking peer opinion can become more reactive, secretive, and difficult to reach. The book's analysis is effective because it does not reduce the problem to screen time alone. Instead, it shows how modern culture creates conditions in which peer orientation can become dominant, making the parent-child relationship easier to displace and harder to recover. Fourthly, reattaching through warmth, safety, and reduced pressure. The practical center of the book is its advice on how parents can restore connection when a child has become distant or peer-focused. Rather than recommending aggressive punishment or constant confrontation, the authors encourage parents to become more emotionally available, more reassuring, and more intentional about creating a sense of safety. The goal is to make the child feel that the parent is still the most secure and dependable person in the room. This involves reducing battles over control and focusing more on contact, invitation, and warmth. The book suggests that children often resist authority more strongly when they feel misunderstood, cornered, or emotionally unsafe. Reattaching means addressing the relationship first before expecting compliance. This is a significant point because it makes the solution relational rather than behavioral. Parents are encouraged to recover influence through closeness, not through intimidation. That approach gives the book a distinctive place in parenting literature. It presents discipline as an outcome of attachment, not a substitute for it. Lastly, a developmental critique of conformity, alienation, and youth culture. Another important dimension of the book is its critique of the social effects of peer-dominated childhood. The authors argue that when children take their cues primarily from peers, they become more conformist because belonging depends on matching the group rather than developing independent judgment. This can produce alienation from family, reduced emotional depth, and a performative version of identity shaped by external approval. The book also links peer orientation to a more aggressive and sexualized youth culture, suggesting that when children lose strong attachment to adults, peer groups can become the main arena for status competition and imitation. The reasoning is not that peers are inherently bad, but that they are poor substitutes for adult-guided development. This topic matters because it broadens the book beyond private parenting concerns and into social diagnosis. It explains why the authors see family attachment as a public concern, not just a household preference. Their argument is that healthy societies depend on children who are rooted in adults, not primarily organized around peer allegiance. In conclusion, Hold On to Your Kids is best suited for parents, educators, counselors, and anyone interested in attachment-based views of child development. Its main value lies in how clearly it identifies peer orientation as a structural problem, rather than treating every family conflict as a matter of bad behavior or weak discipline. Readers looking for a conventional parenting manual may find the book more diagnostic than prescriptive, but that is also what makes it distinctive. It offers a deeper explanation for why some children become resistant, secretive, or emotionally unreachable. And it does so without reducing the answer to stricter rules or quick techniques. The book stands out in the parenting genre because it ties practical advice to a strong developmental framework, insisting that children need adults to matter more than peers if they are to grow with confidence and resilience. For readers willing to think seriously about attachment, authority, and the pressures of modern youth culture, it provides a clear and influential argument with lasting relevance. If you would like to support Gordon Neufeld, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.